We will step away from the phones to talk with Todd Furman, recent sports analyst at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, to check in with the movements in the lines this week as the bowl games begin on Saturday. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. Rogers. All that talk of food out there has got me hungry heading into lunchtime rush out here in Las Vegas.
No, you were on ESPN today, huh? ESPN Radio?
No, ESPN Radio. Spoke to one of their new business writers, Christy Deutsch, about how Tim Tebow has affected some of what we're doing out here in Las Vegas in terms of his impact on volume, handle, and the overall Tebow mania that seems to be sweeping the nation right now.
He may be saying a prayer for Sin City because they have shown him no respect whatsoever. Well, as making him an underdog continually week after week.
We took a little bit of Patriots steam this morning, and it looks like it's going to be one of the bigger decisions for us this weekend. Numbers out as high as 7.5, and it looks like both public and professional backing the Patriots in this spot. Hopefully we'll see some Denver Bronco money come trickling in on Sunday if the number continues to climb.
Okay, one of the handicapping theories that has floated around the sports animal for a long time, and I think you might subscribe to it as well, is you take the better defense playing at home when catching points, all right? Now, this is a textbook scenario for that. You're getting over a touchdown with the far superior defense at home. Why shouldn't people bet the Broncos this week?
I would ascribe to that theory, and I think if you throw in one more component, the fact that the Denver Broncos run the ball as effectively as anybody in the AFC right now. So you talk about a line of 7.5 with a total right now of 45.5 to 46. They can shorten the game and get New England to buy into their tempo. But the real question I have is, who has this Denver defense really proven themselves against over this recent winning streak? I think the only offense that really had a major pulse was the Detroit Lions, and they shredded them. They went up to Minnesota, and the Vikings' anemic offense was able to hang 30-plus. This is a different animal in Tom Brady. So if the Patriots get out to a quick start, I'm not sure what that means for Bronco backers.
All right, I got you on that. Have we seen? Look, what's going on with the OU Bowl line? That thing went from 15.5 to 13.5.
Let's call consumer confidence at an all-time low when you talk about backing the Oklahoma Sooners in this bowl game. I think the intangibles playing into Iowa's favor with Norm Parker and his final game as defensive coordinator, Kirk Ferentz's tremendous bowl record, and the overall sentiment that I'm not sure if it's consistent in Oklahoma City, but among the betting community, Oklahoma doesn't have any interest or desire to be in this bowl game.
When you handicap bowl games, is that the first thing that you have to look at, Todd?
I think you look at a number of different factors. You talk about coaching, motivation, and matchups. And sometimes that motivation factor becomes the biggest component of how you're going to effectively look at these games. No greater example than what we saw a year ago in the Holiday Bowl. Nebraska had their season ripped away from them in tremendous fashion in the ultimate Big 12 championship game. They had revenge, Washington had revenge against the Huskers in the Holiday Bowl, and Nebraska never got off the bus. So when you talk about a double-digit favorite or a favorite in general, if a team doesn't want to be there, it's going to show up on the field, and bettors will look to take full advantage.
We're off to a little bit of it. We get off to a little bit of a slow start in bowl games before we'll talk again. TCU would seem to be another team that might not really enjoy being where they are, but they, to me, look like the far superior talent, have the talent advantage over Louisiana Tech. What do you see in that game?
I think when you handicap this, Mark, this prime example of motivation, if Louisiana Tech you know is going to give it 110%. They're excited about playing a team up and coming, a new member of the Big 12 in TCU. Horned Frogs essentially should have been BCS bowl bound. Having won the Mountain West Conference, they went up to Boise and beat Boise on their home turf. But what does this game really mean to their season? I can't imagine Coach Patterson's group, 1 year removed from a Rose Bowl win over Wisconsin, is going to see beating Louisiana Tech in the Poinsettia Bowl as the capstone on an effective season. I think Louisiana Tech can be a live dog here, but I'd closely monitor player comments as we got closer to Wednesday kickoff.
Anything on Saturday? Any big money moves?
A little surprised with some of the money we've seen come trickling in on Ohio. Utah State got as high as a 3-point favorite, number now sitting with the Aggies installed at -1. The Bobcats, an interesting team. They were outclassed athletically in a couple of their past bowls. The MAC has never fared well when you talk about their postseason record. And I think this is a Utah State team who showcased some of their athletes early in the year against Auburn. I fully believe this is posturing, and I think we'll see the wise guys come in on Utah State. The number drops any further as we get closer to Saturday's game.
Why is there a line not up on the Steelers and 49ers on Monday?
We're still waiting on Ben Roethlisberger's status. Spoke to a number of folks around town in terms of what we'd make this number, and we're all pretty much in agreement that if Roethlisberger is scheduled to start, you'll see the Steelers as a 2 to 2.5 point underdog against San Francisco. If he can't go in the game, I think that number starts to creep closer to 4.5 to 5. So if you're worried about Big Ben's ability to move around in the pocket, you know, I really think folks who want to get involved in betting this game have to take a long look at the under, assuming the total is between 37 to 39.
Yeah, wow. I mean, how are they going to score that many points?
I've tried to figure it out, and watching the 49ers the last couple weeks, you know, struggle mightily to turn these red zone drives into touchdowns. It'll be interesting to see what they can do against the Steelers' defense, who I think is, you know, obviously a huge void left with James Harrison's suspension being upheld by the NFL today.
I got to try to decide whether I want to start Rashard Mendenhall or John Kuhn as my fantasy running back in the semifinals.
The fact that you're in the semifinals with those two running back options right now either says an awful lot about the caliber of competition, or there's a bunch of other guys on that roster yours, Mark, that have been carrying the team all season long.
Well, I've got lucky, but I, you know, it's a scoring league, so no, I had Aaron Rodgers in the animal league. The Raiders killed me by sitting him to the bench last week early. So that was embarrassing. What's on the slate for college basketball this weekend?
College basketball, a big game for our hometown, UNLV running Rebels. I mean, they'll travel to Chicago to take on Illinois in a big-time tournament revenge spot. I think UNLV will come in as a short underdog in this game and will offer an awful lot of value. An intriguing, you know, mid-major game, an undefeated Mississippi State Bulldog team will travel up to Detroit Mercy and take on the Detroit Titans, who are my pick to win the Horizon League now that they have Eli Holman back. I think that'll make for an intriguing home underdog. An interesting game in Stillwater. New Mexico has been on fire. Drew Gordon seems to have found his stride. And a little bit of a rough patch for Oklahoma State. You know, they had two emotional games, having battled back against Southwest Missouri State, or I should say Missouri State, excuse me, going out to the Garden, playing Pitt, and with a big spot against Alabama looming on deck. I think New Mexico may be a very live underdog as well.
All right, what's the Baylor-BYU game look like to you?
Baylor-BYU, I mean, I think this is a game for Baylor that they're finally going to get tested. I'm not sure that they don't get a huge advantage by this game being played in Salt Lake City, I believe, not played at the Marriott Center in Provo. I think this is a Bears team right now who's a little bit under the radar, even with their lofty ranking in the top 10, but I still haven't seen them tested yet, and I'm not sure BYU has the same athletes inside to match up with the Bears.
All right, we have NBA exhibition games tonight. Where are the Thunder to win the West?
We've actually moved the Thunder quite a bit with some of this movement going on right now. I know the Clippers made the big splash yesterday, you know, getting Chris Paul, but basically sending off an entire roster of depth to New Orleans. The Thunder we have listed at about 9-5 at this point to win the West, which puts them on the same level as the Los Angeles Lakers. We also took a nice max wager on the Thunder at 7-1 to win the NBA championship yesterday, so their numbers have dropped to 5-1. A lot of better confidence in what this team is capable of doing. I think they'll really benefit from another year of maturity, and the fact that Kevin Durant has asserted himself as a leader has to make bettors feeling extremely confident that they're ready to take the next step.
Interesting. Was that a wise guy? Was it a dude dressed up in Thunder gear?
It was not a sports animal listener, I will say that. It was one of our more respected bettors who came in, saw value on Oklahoma City, and decided to try and pounce. I can't really argue. I don't think the Lakers right now should be considered the favorite out West. They've done nothing to try and improve their depth and actually hurt themselves by trading Lamar Odom. You know, I think that the Western Conference is as wide open as it's been in recent years, and Oklahoma City as talented as anybody.
We talked a lot about it yesterday. I'm trying to take the hometown goggles off, but I think the Thunder are the team to beat in the West. I think they've got everybody back, and I think the Lakers hurt themselves. I think the Mavericks hurt themselves, and I think San Antonio's a year older, and they showed to be tired last year in the playoffs. So where's Memphis right now? Because they pushed Oklahoma City, and they've got a pretty good squad returning.
Memphis is about 10-1 right now. Not exactly a very popular team when you talk about overall tourist bets and from some of the fans. So it's a team that will only really catch some of the professionals' eyes. I think getting Rudy Gay back into the lineup gives them that elite scoring option to help push them further. But one has to wonder, you know, it's just got to be a matter of time before they ship O.J. Mayo out of town and get the pieces they need. you know, to climb into that top four in the Western Conference, which I think they're very capable of doing.
So they're 10-1 to win the West?
10-1 to win the West, and I believe we have them listed at 20-1 right now to win the entire NBA championship.
I don't think they're a bad bet at 10-1. I mean, just there's seems to be a little bit of value there for me. So, what's going on in Vegas this weekend? Any big shows?
Nothing.
Who are the, stars
nothing
and
major
pure?
Throughout our Caesars Entertainment properties. A little bit slow this time of year, despite the healthy dose of sports that we'll have on tap. When you talk about easing into the Christmas holiday, for whatever reason, Christmas in Las Vegas just doesn't resonate with a lot of families out there. So, not exactly the ideal time to come out here. But as we gear up for the new year, we'll see what we have to offer when it comes to college bowl games, some of our unique NBA props, and just overall excitement throughout the Caesars Sportsbook.
When was the last time you saw a Kardashian?
I haven't seen a Kardashian in quite some time. I just wonder if she's going to be able to make this work moving to Dallas. I'm not sure it's the same media market to try and hold a marriage together as the exposure you'll get in L.A.
Well, that's why we know Lamar Odom was crying. I mean, he saw what happened with Chris Humphreys. Dallas a lot better than Minnesota, though. That's for sure.
No question about it, but there's a reason that marriage lasted less than 90 days. Let's just hope the Denver Bronco marriage to Tim Tebow as a starting quarterback lasts a little longer than that.
It looks like it will. All right. Hey, Todd, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, Marco. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Todd Furman, sports analyst at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas.